Should I hold on to the vision tomorrow? Is that
better? Yeah, just okay.
No, explain it again before.
Right, okay. Okay, good evening. We're holding here in the middle of the Maimer in Geula. I guess a little bit confusing last time. May I just give an overview a minute? So it will help us get a shtickle Seder Advar. First thing is the world of Avoda is 6,000 years. That's the world of Avoda. Within that time, you need to have a tkufa of Mashiach. Mashiach is part and parcel of the Olam HaAvoda. It's not the Geula with a capital Gimel. It's even though everybody dumps together and says we have Yemeinu, we have Geula Shleima, Karev, and so on, we're really talking about two very separate phenomena. So Sheshes Alfishnin is the amount of time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has allotted for Avoda that must include in itself the Melech HaMashiach. So that's point one. You also note in the Ramchal over here, he's saying that V'emtsoy lazeh ye'echad mizera David she'efchereyo odin baruch hu lazeh v'yazreyo she'atzliach po'evo Melech HaMashiach. So he says something kind of strange. Ramchal says, the means for this tikkun is one of the children of David HaMelech, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him, and that's Melech HaMashiach. Yes, it's wonderful. It's out the Shmaya, of course. I mean, what else? What's the havamin other than that? I mean, what is he sticking the piece over here about Siyat HaShmaya? The answer is because this is a very interesting combination. On the one hand, it's something that is being done by Melech HaMashiach. The reason it has to be done by Melech HaMashiach is because it still is part of Avoda. It's not post-Avoda, it's part of Avoda. And yet, we don't want to take any chances over here. So this piece over here is going to be that V'emtsoy lezeh ye'echad mizera David she'evcheh adon baruch hu lezeh v'yaseh she'atzliach bo. That's how he gets to it. So the first stage is the 6,000 years, which includes the Zman of the Melech HaMashiach. One. Next, you have the whole world dying, and that's part of the tikkun of the world is through Misa Bedavka. So everyone dying at the end of this process is important because that is part of the tikkun of the world. And then he says everyone gets up for Trias HaMesim because a chelik of the ultimate rearranging of everything, I guess is the best way of saying it, must include the people coming to life alive and deciding who needs to be punished and who not. They have the Yom HaDin HaGadol that finally separates out the people who are Shaykh to Nitzchias, people who are not. So this piece over here, this little piece over here, this extra piece that in, that seems to be a chiddush of his, that there is a Tchias Mesa for everybody, and in which there's a Tkufa of Einish and so on, and then a final Yom HaDin HaGadol to bring everything together. That's the reason for saying it is, obviously, because or else the Yom HaDin HaGadol doesn't make any sense. What's the Yom HaDin HaGadol? The answer is Yom HaDin HaGadol is after everything has happened, who's left, what's left, and so on and so forth. Okay. A second thing we speaks about the Tikkun HaSholem. So he says, "Leva Eben Yasalev Basa," that people's hearts will become Lev Basar. And he says, "Vushet Tigra Bne Adam Hanetil Atoyvus, Uba Oyvushay Moshe Achachoy Meklal, Einot Tomed Laveda Teres Gavra." So the main tikkun is going to be people's inclination to do good or bad. In other words, it's not only a question will they do good or bad. The real issue is what will they want to do in those days. The Baal HaTanya speaks about this by Richus when he speaks about the Tzadik Gomer and so on. He places the different madregas of a tzaddik, not on what they do and what they don't do. What they do, all the tzaddikim are talking about do everything they're supposed to do and don't do anything they're not supposed to do. The question is, what are their, is it coming with a struggle or is this who they are? That's the key point, according to Ramchal, in deciding what it is they are and so on. The and so Los Lovo, our heart is going to change and be a good heart. That's the Pshat Nipsukim or Maltis or Los Lavavchem and so on. The tikkun in the world is not whether we do right or wrong. The tikkun in the world is what is it that our hearts want to do. One more point. The Leva Evni Asalev Basar is a very interesting description of what the core issue is in terms of who we are and what we are and what we should be. The way he understands it and the way it's pinpointed in the Torah is we have a Leva Evan now and we need to get a Leva Basar. If we were to ask us, we would think we have a lev basa now, and what we need to get is a lev malach. Why is it what we're missing is this lev basa that he's talking about? And the answer is, if we think strongly about what is the crux of our issue, everyone here is not doubting that there's a bunch of this tyrant is nept. Really, what the issue is? Okay, Beseda. I'm not terribly moved or shocked or in any way impacted. So I know and it's right and so on. But so what? The so what? That's called Leva Evid. My heart doesn't respond to things that it should respond. So all the Musa Shmuz we hear, and we longer will start responding to them, that's called Leva Evan. Because it's not that we disagree with the premises and with the statements, but it's just we don't really care so much. And therefore, what it will come back is a heart that cares. That is very sensitive. If we know something is wrong, our sense will be, how can we do it if it's wrong? That's the piece of it. Okay, we had gotten up to Membeis. I'm with Membeis. The Umma Sa'olam, Yasid Bir God, Baisish Batsay Sisman. The Umma Sa'olam, it says there will be a Bir also, and therefore it's going to, there will be a selection of who's royal to worship Klal Yisrael and who not. We spoke about it last time. Then it says another point, this I want to maybe speak a minute about. Vehine says, Yimatzo elu kula nimshach ahavadis barach lo tia vonezor klal ba'olam. Vehu ma'ashama nevezal ke'oz efach al amim sofavrura. I will turn to the nations with a clear, in a clear language, their tongue, their language. What does that have to do with it? It says the world is nimshach avodas yisbarach, and there won't be avodah zarah, and that's what the Navi says. Because efach al amim sofavrura. I will turn to them with a clear language, and so on. What is the issue over here? Is the issue that they won't understand unless it's held in their language? I mean, okay, but that's not a pasuk. The pasuk is telling me something. And the way he says it, the pasuk is telling me there's no avodah zarah in the world. Because Epoch al Amim Sofer Gur means that there's not going to be a Mamor Zer. Why? So I think it means like this. I think his Miram is the following. So long as there is a Hashkocha that works through other means, then we have a Mokav Mamor Zer. When a person, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga goes through Shluchim, Malachim, Galgalim, Mazolus, or what have you, Midas, Spheres, anything but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that automatically creates the Makam for and the word Safa Vrura means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koil comes with something else. So it's not the right koil. It's not something that is the koil amiti. It's lacking Safa Vrura. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us through the world. It says Hashemayim is Safin Poit Kael, Mais Yorav Magdar Kia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hashemayim is Safin Poit Kael. But since it's coming diffused through many other mediums, that allows for a lack of clarity, which automatically is Avodah Zarah. There's sometimes you come into some sort of corporation, association, shul, country, and there's an illusion of all sorts of things happening. This person has a little fiefdom here, and this person has a little fiefdom there, and this person's fiefdom is carved out in the other place. Everyone has their little thing over there. But for an astute observer, he sees it all being controlled by one. So that's the reason why the lack of Safa Brura is what's Mola Barazara. Then he says, V'hine, Acha Sheukna Ruin L'Shar B'nis Rachas Madreg Asoy, Hine Ha'olam Azeh Yachzal L'Tohu V'Vohu, Daino Shetipasei Tzur Asoy, Yoshev Mayim B'Mayim Kimo B'Tchil Sabriya, Benga Benga Tzadikin Shazum L'Nutzkes, Gash Brok Yamidim Ma'amoro Kimal Kasharas, Yishet Tzoch L'Olam Azeh. Then he says, so there's going to be, so we have meanwhile three stages, four stages, the 6,000 years, which includes Mashiach, so that's one and a half stages, two stages, however you want to call it. You then have the Misa Klolius for everybody, with the Tchia, that's what's called a second stage. You have the Amadina Gadol, and then you have Klape, the world itself. The world goes back to Toyev Avayu, the Hayin Shetuf Zetzirasa, Yoshimayim B'mayim Gadol Zabriyo, Ubenka, Ubenka Tzadik, Zazum Nitzchis, Gashbrochu, Uyamide, Memamar, Mokhe Sharis, for Omnom Le Yasigo Adayin HaToyev Amitis, Kirolehem, Ela Acha Shaman Olam Toyu, Azma Shigazachach Mayoina, Yoshim Chadish Surah Cheres, the Oysom Ashwaj Nitzchis. So the world will be recast into a different world. So I'm not sure from the Ramchal if this is a totally new Indian, something we hasn't spoken about before, or it's an explanation. What's the Pshat Yom Shekul Shabbos Uchai Lomim? What exactly is that? And that's just explained over here. Like upon it, let's talk about different points in this Ramchal. First of all, the fact that it becomes Mayim B'Mayim, he says it goes back to it, it's Mafsid Etzura, and then it comes back, he says, Yoshev Yechudesh B'Tzura Acheres. Mal speaks a lot about this, that you can't have a new Tzura without getting rid of the old one. And therefore, until you didn't have this Toyhu, you couldn't reconstruct a good world. Now, we can go with a lot of different understandings of why this Tayyu has to happen. There's the Chatoim Klolium that have to be taken care of, and so on. But we don't have anything more specific than that. So the world becoming Tayyu and coming back again means since we sinned, and since the world is not quite where it ought to be, So everything became distorted and problematic. It's only when you get to the Shoresh and redo the world in line with what's right and good, that's when you'll have right and so on. So the Toyo over here is not to create a new world, I would say, but to recreate the old world. Right now, the world has too many issues, and we're recreating something. Toyu means, I mean, what's very meduic is, it's not a different type of material. It's something which is still the Mesoida Mayim, like he says before, but it is absolutely shameless, formless, and so on. The Yoshev Yichudish is Betsura Cheres, the Oysa Mashoras Shenitzkis. It's something which has a different surah. So it's not a totally new Vriya, because that there isn't. On the other hand, it's totally not what the old Vriya was, because the old Vriya was a bad Vriya. It couldn't last. So you had this Olam HaToyu, which means going back to the basics without anything that had happened afterwards. It's by definition. It means something which you've come to... stop, and that's it. So he says, "V'omle yisiga dain atoyu v'mitzkarolim el achshav elam atoyu hazman shegozach chokhmah yoyne yoshev v'yichudesh b'tzura acheres na'oisa mashor shel nitzkis." They will put on a new tzura royu for nitzkis. V'yashuva tzadikim v'yeshu v'ispeim bol netzach nehenim b'tuva amitis kol fimarigosa. So finally, the end of the world will be a tikkun for the world as a whole, and every single yachid will get what it deserves to get, and so on. I want to take a quick look, and again, I'm not sure if you have the pieces in the back, you know, if you have the same sefer or not, because I don't think it's the same to the pieces in the back. But let's take a look at a few things. Amud Kuf Aleph, if you have them, he quotes a tiny piece from, he says, "Bechol zman hagolus, nimshochim tikkun letzorech hagula." It's not the pshat that we're in golus, nothing's happening, and then at some point somebody does something wonderful, and everything will turn out amazing. It's no. The world itself, even now, bechol zman hagolus, nimshochim tikkunim letzorech hagula. It's an ongoing process as we are in golus. We may not know, we may not understand how, what, when, but it's there nonetheless. Now, you have a whole bunch of pieces here about the different... you know, when it was Nibzan Adam and so on, we can skip that. But let's take a look at its page Kuf Gimel. There's a piece here. It's Ches. Adam Arishin, Zayin. Adam Arishin, Vatikin Abriya. Da, Kiloika Voidashon Ate Voidashahoya La Adam Arishina. The Voida that we have today is not the avoda that was the original. And this is mefurish. Ki ad Avram lo yichiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu umah ben umas, v'yichofet sheyitur mekoylem b'shaveh. There was no concept of a nation, and this nation, that nation, other nation. There was humanity. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted all of humanity and took it. V'yina adam sheniver lo yivay zum haklav, lo hoy lo ela lehashem atikun sheyesh hamatzis ba'ashmoy, So all it needed was to keep the matziv, and it would be both for Jews and Goyim equal, and that would be it. Rather, Rashi matigushes the matziv was by Zayitzahar Misukin. the whole rachoy zel toiv mashos de sefte ki oy rakusha ye goive ve nasa tikuk kresnis eres kolabria ve kdusha ve shum tum klau ve zeh tam shol en stavar em rishim betayg mitzvus ki zeh sar avoyde lamata avol derech adam rishim lo kachoyso ela hasik akdusha boilo viskavus god yom shabbos ve daish linna lo ozoy ve kdusha yom kachal gamri shafil yetzar yel teg moit. So he speaks about the difference between Adam HaRishon and Avraham Avinu. In Avraham Avinu's Musagim, it was it's a struggle to come back again and so on. Adam HaRishon lifnei achet, as long as he was able to pull out the kedusha, that was good enough, and it was shava for everybody. It didn't need to have any shaychis with Kaisel in particular. It's part of, and this is Sfarna that says it, part of the understanding of what it means that we're at Amanifher means that the Etzem, it was made for, the world was made for everybody. We're the ones chosen to implement it first, everybody else follows. But be'etzem, in the core, there should not have been any moves like that. One more piece over here. So the next piece over there, Ches from Kal, goes through the Adoration and so on. I don't want to be some misakiv. I want Kuf, and then with Kuf Dala, this Yud. Avraham Tikkun Olam. Ha'adam haya madrega rishon tikkun ha'kilkul chen noyach. V'loy zev lo zeh chol esakit. So the tikkun that Adam Rishon ben Noach made didn't work. They were on the same page. V'oz nilkach tikkun acha v'derech Avraham she'ef shoy detakim v'roi v'ha'ara ela tzorech ha'toyrach. So the new mahalak was that it needs a gear, the atat of lafid asuma, vaktusha titakein benkach u benkach um koima. Lachain, Avraham iskulishma atoira, vayatikun besoira atoira for almost all mitzvahs. Vayotzim en ishmol, vayotzim esav loitz asuma, vayotzim esav loitz asuma, vayotzim esav loitz asuma, vayotzim esav. So he puts a finger on what the tikkun is. And he says, the Seir HaTerech V'Ha'omos Ol HaMitzvahs. What the Ramchal is trying to interpret here is, we know that Adam was made L'Avdol HaShamra. Somewhere along the line, whatever tikkun you'll say happens, it happens through work. There's no tikkun that happens through who knows what. It's all a certain amelus. So what is that? So he says, The Avraham Avinu was started in the cycle of the world through the Hiskel Lishma Torah, Voyatikun Besoira Torah for almost all mitzvahs. And let me add one more page over here, I think it's very important. The changes that happen can only be if they are a Yotzim. It means the only way something will happen is if somebody rolls up the sleeves and does it. So the mitzvahs themselves didn't make the tikkun. It says by a tikkun b'seira teirach ha'omshal mitzvahs. The effort and that melus expended the mitzvahs, that was the tikkun. One more nekuda worth taking a look. He speaks. I'm not going to go into it because it's deep stuff. But on Amud Kuvav, he says Moshe was beside Melech. Ach acha Moshe and Melech verolius al maseis David, bozeis hagak beside Shaftin, and he goes through the differences in that hanhaga. But the main point is Moshe Rabbeinu could have been a melech. Moshe Rabbeinu had the dag of a melech. It says mefurish. He was koil everything to everybody. It didn't work out. So b'meila, you needed to have David. So in a certain sense, you know, someone asks a question, you can always, had they not sinned, had they done tshuva, had they done what was right, and so on. So there are different times, different natures. In this tkufa over here, the marshal, in the tkufa of Klal Yisrael before David HaMelech, had they done what's right, that would have been their ticket. Okay, so we finished the Perek Megula. Anybody has any questions? Anybody wants to points or whatever? Okay, so next week there will not be a share, but Bezos Hashem, hopefully in 2 weeks, we would, I think so. It should work. We'll be in touch, actually, yeah. Okay, call to Vakutin.